Welcome to From Trauma to True Love, the podcast where we break the cycle of painful relationships and build deep, lasting love you can trust. I'm Layla Reyes, a relationship coach, speaker, and author of Freedom from Shame, Trauma, Forgiveness, and Healing from Sexual Abuse. I'm here to help you release the invisible wounds from your past that may be holding you back from the love you truly desire. In each episode, we'll uncover the hidden patterns shaped by early childhood trauma, explore how they impact your relationships today, and guide you toward creating the partnership you were born to have. Whether you're looking to attract the one, deepen an existing connection, or finally feel safe in love, this is a space to discover what's possible. Let's dive into your journey from trauma to love. Welcome to another episode of From Trauma to True Love, the podcast where we explore the profound ways early trauma impacts our adult relationships, and more importantly, how we can break free from those patterns to create lives and relationships filled with love, authenticity, and deep, meaningful connection. Today, we're diving into a topic that I'm sure will resonate deeply with many of my listeners, how unresolved childhood trauma affects motherhood. This is a topic I'm definitely interested in having a conversation around. So for those of you who are mothers to be, mothers hope to be mothers, who are mothers, you know that parenting is one of life's most rewarding yet challenging journeys. But when we carry wounds from our own childhood, these challenges can feel even more overwhelming, especially when it comes to building healthy, loving connections with our children. Today, I'm honored to welcome Tracy Simonetta to the show. Tracy's a renowned hypnotherapist with a deep passion for trauma recovery and helping women reclaim their lives. She specializes in guiding individuals to release the lingering effects of trauma, allowing them to step into their most authentic selves. Today, she's going to help us unpack what it's like to parent through the lens of unresolved trauma and the impact it can have on our families. And most importantly, the path to healing and creating secure, loving relationships. So Tracy, welcome to the show. I'm so happy to have you here to discuss such an important and tender topic.
Oh, thank you, Leila. It's a pleasure. Yeah. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Absolutely. I'm so happy to be here with you. And I guess we're just going to have a conversation here, and I'm, you know, feel free to jump in or take us in whatever direction that you know that comes to you. This is something we're co-creating here together. Mm-hmm. I'm wondering if you could share a little bit about how childhood trauma can affect women as they transition into motherhood. What's your thought on that?
Yeah, it can have a huge impact, right? For starters, unresolved childhood trauma often stirs up anxiety mm-hmm. in these moms, like worrying if they're doing enough or fearing if they're repeating the same cycle, the same mistakes. Some moms, they overcompensate too, right? They're trying to be these perfect moms, which can be exhausting.
You know, before, I want to just share a little bit about my story. Before I became a mother, this is kind of how my whole journey started, is I was getting engaged to be married. You know, I have a history of childhood sexual abuse, and I'm getting engaged to be married. And I hadn't thought about it until that day. Like the day after my engagement, I freaked out. Yeah. I was a basket case after that. And that next day I said, you know what? I have to confront my father. And that's how my journey started, is I got in, because I was thinking, I'm responsible for these children that aren't even born yet, right? They were just thoughts in my heart. And now I confronted my father and said, here's the ultimatum. We're either going to get help or you're not going to have grandchildren because I won't let them around you, you know?
Yeah.
So it was a huge kind of like, This was where that childhood trauma affected me in my transition to motherhood before I even was pregnant. But just thinking about it created a lot of anxiety for me.
Oh yeah.
Holy
Yeah.
cow.
And I have a similar story. I
Yeah.
also I was a survivor of sexual abuse, and it lay dormant for years until I got pregnant with my daughter. And those triggers, they just they come up, those emotional triggers, and I had forgotten all about it. I thought that I was, just healed from it, just
Right,
automatically.
right, right.
No therapy. Right?
Yeah.
So, again, we walk around with these wounds that aren't healed, and they come up when we have these life circumstances. And
How do you think that someone could recognize it? Let's say that a mother or a mother to be starts to have, like what are the signs that past trauma is actually influencing either her parenting or her even wanting to have children, right? Like, or what, how would that influence your parenting? That's probably the best direction to go here.
Well,
Like
these are
signs, like
obvious. It's
how could
obvious.
they recognize that this is what's actually impacting my parenting?
Yeah, but also realize that oftentimes there's no awareness there. But
Right.
definitely,
I think that's why I'm asking the question is because
yeah.
the awareness isn't there. We just know that something's going on here. And so how would like somebody listening to this be able to go, oh, how does that bring that awareness? How, like, oh my goodness, that's actually a sign that this trauma is influencing me. I didn't know that.
Some
And then
people,
I can become aware of it.
right. And some people think, oh, this is just the way I am, right?
Right.
But one of the obvious signs is just overreacting to things that seem small. Like when I was younger, like if somebody spilled milk, right? It was the end of the world. It was like a big explosion. And it's not about the milk. It's about an old wound that hadn't been healed. And so you can see how it happens with the generations, right? This was my mom dealing with her triggers, right? And another sign is perfectionism.
Yeah, I had that one.
Yeah, I did as well. Yeah. You
It's a
want to be
common
super
one.
mom. And also, because they're desperate to make sure that their kids never feel that pain. So, they're trying to have the perfect house, the, clean. I mean, everything's got to be clean, and my kids got to have everything, those types of things. And it could be exhausting and costly, by the way.
Absolutely. It's
But then again, there's that flip side where moms struggle with boundaries. And this was another one of mine. Either being overly strict
Yes.
or losing control. It's that feeling of losing control.
So I was gonna say, yeah.
And then on the other side too, you can be too lenient.
Right.
I've seen that in moms as well. But
Right.
what you're talking about, how do you see it? Well, there's one that's a little harder to detect, and that's the emotional disconnection, because that's like it's an emotion, right? You can't see it. There's the action. But the action is that moms find it hard to connect with their kids, or they feel numb in moments where they want to feel joy, but they just don't know how to express their emotions. And that could be linked to unresolved trauma.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And so what happens? What have you noticed that happens when moms get the support that they need and start to resolve that trauma? What ends up shifting in their relationship with their kids?
Yeah, are we stepping ahead on the other question?
I'm kind of like jumping around here because I'm like, oh wait, that makes sense. But well, where do you want to go here?
Well, I wanted to first peel it away, right? You're like, what is it? Like your next question was, how does unresolved trauma affect the next generation? So, we have how moms are unknowingly putting out these signals, these patterns, and potentially how is this affecting the kids, right? And it's very sneaky how it just interweaves throughout the families, especially when it's unresolved. And it shows up in how we communicate, how we handle conflict, how we show love, right? And those are pivotal things in life,
Do you
right?
have some examples around that? Like if the trauma is resolved, how would you show love compared to if it's not resolved? How would we be able to recognize, because we love our kids,
Oh, yeah,
right?
definitely.
And but if it's unresolved, and what you're saying is we're gonna interact and relate to our children in a certain way. What are those different ways of relating?
Yeah. So, for example, if a mom grew up feeling unseen, she might struggle to fully connect with her kids emotionally. Not because she doesn't love them, like you just said, but because it's hard to give something that you didn't get. Think about that.
So then that
Was it
connection, not
modeled?
connecting, impacts, like to not be able to connect with your kids is kind of a way of not seeing them. Would you say?
They see them, but it's just like an emotional disconnect where it feels foreign to them, put it that way, to embrace. If you didn't experience yourself as a child, if you were raised in a home with chaos, right, a lot of yelling and all that, you might be overly controlling and start.
You said earlier, and I might go out of order with some of these or ask some different questions too, but you said around the control, you said it a few times, and I think that that's one of the things that I've experienced or that I'm aware of as well. Around not feeling like sex, being sexually abused, just this control of our own body was taken away. We don't have control. And so then when we have our own families, then now it's my family, my roof, my control. I get to decide. And if I, the idea here anyway, from when I feel into that, is if I can control my environment, then nothing bad will happen to my kids.
It's exactly right.
Yeah.
You do it out of fear and you do it be for safety, right? For safety of yourself and for your family.
And that's a
I
way that we could say to moms, look, the intention and your motivation to protect your children is wonderful. Like, bravo for doing that.
but
And maybe it's not exactly the way to prevent or to, because I think for me it was preventing something bad from happening, abuse happening to my own kids. So if I
Yeah.
can control this situation or I know all of this, then
Yeah.
right.
Yeah. We want to keep them safe. And what I term it as like putting them in a bubble. And I've envisioned like just visualize this bubble with your child in it, and it's in my guidebook. And the mom, outside the bubble trying to protect it. But what happens to the child is you don't give that child space to make mistakes. And therefore, they grow up in fear because they're not
I have
allowed.
to be perfect.
Yeah, they're not allowed to make mistakes. And the consequences are important in life. That's how we learn. So when we don't allow our children to make mistakes, to it just comes to mind this young girl that I work with, and it breaks my heart because she is just so sad and depressed because she can't do what she wants to do in life because her parents have this hold over her so badly. And it's just really sad. I feel for the kids.
For sure. I mean, if we as moms don't really understand the connection between that unresolved trauma and what we're doing, how we're parenting, boy, that's going to be even more confusing to the children because if we don't understand it, of course they're not going to understand why is mom this way. Right. And so I'm going to just make a plug for getting your trauma resolved, right? So that we can not do that too. I mean, I want to be easy on moms because I'm a mom, you're a mom, you know. And we do, I mean, I really want to acknowledge that we do the best that we can with what we know, and we need to make a commitment to know more so we can do better.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
And
So what?
I can't say enough that the importance of awareness, in
So
breaking
what's
generational patterns.
right. So what steps can moms take to heal from their trauma just to ensure that it doesn't impact their children in a negative way?
Yeah, I think first of all, it's the like we just said, the awareness, but the bravery in looking inward, right? And looking at ourselves when we do something, you know, how are we parenting? And just be honest, you know, look at your triggers.
I would
Look
say
at how you're showing
also,
up.
and I'd also say that there's a way of like acknowledging that this might that the trauma may have an impact on us, right? And then not to take it personally or to not make it mean, to not internalize that we're having this impact on our children in a negative way because we haven't done our work, we haven't done our healing. Don't take that personally. Like don't make it mean that you're not a bad mom, you haven't done anything wrong, right? But you can't really change anything unless you can see it. You have to be able to see what you're doing. So to be able to
Have to own
acknowledge
it.
it, see what you're doing and own that,
Yeah.
then you actually have your foot in the door to a different way that actually brings more safety to your children and your family. More awareness brings more safety. So
Yeah, at the also the awareness of taking the guilt and the shame out of it.
For sure.
Because yeah, we can have that awareness, but oh, I'm not going there because
It's
they're
hard.
going to think this of me. You know, what I tell my clients, you know, it doesn't matter what you've done, you're getting the help. And bravo for you for stepping up and being brave. You know, I applaud them because they're strong women that are breaking the chains.
In the
Yeah.
beginning, you know, I can see for myself and my own experience of entering that healing journey that it, looking back on it, I can see, oh, wow, that was really courageous of me to confront my father to enter therapy. But in the time at the time it was happening, I didn't feel courageous. I just felt terrified. Like I felt like I had to do something, you know, different than what I was had been doing before,
Yeah.
right? So it's, you know, it's like wherever you are, I'm just talking to the moms out there right now, like wherever you are, if this resonates with you at all, just make the commitment to get some support and be gentle and easy and kind and compassionate to yourself and
Exactly.
committed to seeing what you need to see.
Yeah, you're right about getting support because healing is not a solo journey at all.
At
You know,
all.
whether it's talk therapy, hypnotherapy, support groups, or even talking to a trusted friend, a close friend, to guide you through unpacking those old wounds, you know, it's essential.
Exactly. And you just mentioned hypnotherapy, and I would love it because I know what it is because my stepmother was a hypnotherapist, so I had some wonderful sessions while she was living. And
Oh.
yeah, it was really great. And so I was wondering, just for people who don't really know what it is, if you can explain what hypnotherapy is and how it can help in addressing childhood trauma for moms and anyone experiencing, whether you're a mom or not, it'll help, I think.
Yeah, yes. Bringing more awareness to it is very, very dear to my heart. And I love this question. I'm glad you asked it. And hypnotherapy is essentially, for those who aren't familiar with it, it's just a guided relaxation with a focused attention that helps to access that deeply relaxed state of mind. And it's called trance. Most people know that word as being trance. And in this state, your subconscious becomes more open to positive change, like reframing beliefs or reducing stress, breaking old habits.
I have a question for you before you go on with this, because I think this is important to address, especially with moms, with from the childhood trauma, is that place we talked about before with control. And so when you're in this trance, I can imagine moms going, I'm just kind of scared. Am I going to lose control? Which, I think is a valid question. So how does that work in terms of your own sense of consciousness? If you're in this trance, do you lose control? Is there a way of, because I imagine the concern would be, oh, what you somebody would might hurt me, or, if I
Take
don't.
advantage of me.
How does that work when you're in this type of a trance with hypnotherapy?
Well, the important thing is to have a great pre-talk before you go into hypnosis, before you go into trance. So you want to make sure that the client feels safe, feels comfortable. So you explain everything
What
about
would the
what you're
moms ask? What would the moms ask? Because you're on the hypnotherapist side, but now I want to really hear, like, how can a mom going in for hypnotherapy discern if this is safe and okay for her?
Well, by what I discussed in pre-talk. So I would be asking, their questions, and usually I'll say, do you have any specific questions? And they'll say, well, is it whatever? They usually don't say, is it mind control or something, or will I lose control? But I let them know that it's not about losing control, that you're fully aware and you're in charge. And, if you really describe what it is, like it's like meditation with a purpose, so that they get a good idea. I think once they meet me and they feel, and every hypnotherapist is different in the way that they engage with their clients, but I have a very good rapport with my clients going into it. So when they are in trance, I initially give them a very light trance for their first session and let them know that you'll go deeper the next time, just so that they can get a little flavor for it, so that it's not scary or.
So they can get used to it and understand that it's a safe form of therapy.
Yeah,
Wonderful,
it's safe
wonderful.
but effective and quick.
And in I'm curious in how is that, like, how does hypnotherapy then it help people, address childhood trauma?
Moms that deal with childhood trauma find that hypnotherapy is really powerful because it works directly with the subconscious when you're in trance. You think of the subconscious as a place where like all of your automatic responses are, all your emotions, all your behaviors, everything is in the subconscious part of the brain. And through hypnosis, we can access that space and reprogram those old responses and create room for healthier, calmer ways of parenting. And here's the amazing thing. Hypnotherapy is known to be, like I said, incredibly quick and effective. And there was a study done and showed that hypnotherapy achieves a 93% improvement rate with 6 sessions.
Wow.
Yeah, opposed to psychotherapy, which would be, get this, three, I don't know, 600 sessions
600 sessions versus
for
how many?
38% improvement. Think
Oh
about that.
my goodness, that's huge. That's
That's
huge.
over 10 years for a 38% improvement.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
And let me tell you the reason for that.
Okay.
Not that, and I don't want to, I'm not trying to say that talk therapy is bad because all therapies have their
Yeah,
place.
absolutely.
But it's efficient because it bypasses the conscious mind's critical faculty and goes straight to the root where you don't really do that with talk therapy because you're talking to the conscious part of the mind. When we're talking to the subconscious part, where all of your beliefs, habits, behaviors, everything is stored there, like a central, my background's in IT, so like a hard drive.
Right.
You access that and you have that gatekeeper, right? The gatekeeper, which is your critical faculty. But when you're in hypnosis, it opens up and allows you to give those positive suggestions to that part of your brain
I
and
see.
make positive changes then. It reprograms it, kind of like you're typing on a document and on Word document, and you backspace and you type something else. It's going to replace what was there. And I hope that doesn't sound scary, but
Oh, no.
it's so empowering. And it doesn't change the fact, like when you talk about your childhood, it doesn't change your past. You know, in hypnotherapy, we can go back there and we can heal those old wounds, but it doesn't change the fact that it happened, but it does change how you feel about it now.
You know, I think this is what I really, really love. The message that I really wanna promote out here is that is for me, from what I've seen with clients as well, that this is one of the biggest factors. It's that what happened happened. There's nothing that you can do to take away what happened, but the way that you relate to it, how you perceive it, what you make it mean about you or life or people is what makes all the difference. And so what you're saying is hypnotherapy helps to get in there and shift your relationship with what happened to you. Is that a good
With yourself, with
idea?
what happened to you.
Yeah. Huge, huge. Like, wow, if you could do that in 6 sessions and save yourself, you know, 9.5 years of, oh, and money. Yeah. 9.5 years of dealing with it. I don't want to give talk therapy a bad name at all either. You're right that it has its place and has its purpose for sure. But this sounds like a really effective way. And moms are busy. Moms have a lot on their plates.
I agree.
And
Yes.
wow, to be able to have some really effective measures in a short period of time would really benefit them, I think. Yeah. So, what advice would you then offer moms struggling with the effects of their childhood trauma? Like I mean, I think what you're going to say is hypnotherapy.
Well, the first piece of advice that I would give is to give yourself some grace.
Oh, beautiful.
Right? You
Yeah.
know, because healing is a process. It's not a race. You know, I know that hypnotherapy is quick and effective, but it's not a race, and it's easy to fall into that guilt trap, right? Or that frustration. But just reminding yourself that each small step is a step to healing, and it's not an overnight transformation.
No, that is for sure. That is for sure. And my own experience of confronting my father and healing that relationship, like that's not for everyone, for sure. But I did that and healed the relationship with my father, or he healed it with me. But that didn't change the impact the abuse had on my life. Like I still had work to do, even though he took responsibility for what he had done. That didn't even, that doesn't take away, where I know some of us, and I have thought that too, is if that's healed, then that means I don't have that, it won't impact me anymore or impact my parenting. But hello, guess what it does? And so you still, even if there's healing, even if like you think, oh, I'm past this, whether you had the healing, like what you were talking about, you still have your own journey of healing to engage with and to commit to.
Right. Yeah. Think of it too, like forgiveness. I'm sure you forgave your father, and then something came up and triggered you, and you'd have to forgive him again. It's the same thing.
Yeah, for sure.
And the next thing I would say is to find a safe space to unpack your past, those wounds. Again, it could be all of the ones I told you about, the support community or hypnotherapy or talk therapy, whatever. However, books, parenting books, you'd have to find one for trauma specifically, parenting from that aspect, because it doesn't hit with what somebody that has had trauma, because those parenting books, they'll say maybe to have more connection with your child, and but if you can't connect, you have to learn how to first, right? Because again, it feels foreign to you. A lot of moms don't want to connect with their children that have had trauma, so again, that can bring in some guilt and pain, right?
Sure, absolutely.
Another thing I would say would be self-care. It's not selfish to
Yeah,
take care of yourself,
that's a
taking that
big
time.
one.
Like whether it be, going for a walk or journaling or deep breathing exercises, just regulating your emotions is really key.
Yes,
Because
absolutely.
and it's not like a like a, there's many components to it, right? There's when I work with somebody, I'm also a stress management consultant, so I'll ensure that I'm giving transformational homework, I call it homework, to them, so that when they're in those situations, they're able to deregulate, to calm themselves down, to calm down those emotions, so that or calm down that nervous system, so that they can respond appropriately
Wonderful.
instead of reacting.
Yeah, I love it. I love this conversation. So thank you.
I just want to end with don't do it alone. Find a coach, find, a
It's so hard.
hypnotherapist.
I agree with you 100%, and I want to encourage people to take that advice for sure. I know that in the beginning, for myself anyway, it was hard to ask for support. It was hard to, because I felt unworthy. I felt like I didn't matter. All of those beliefs that I think hypnotherapy would help with,
It
so that
does.
you can, but you have to ask for support in order to get help with it. So it's kind of like be courageous and get some support so that you can get free of this impact on your life.
Yeah, I agree, and I would like to add to be courageous for your kids.
Yes.
Because whatever you're feeling, whatever you're going through,
Yes.
your kids are going to mirror exactly what you're
Holy
doing.
cow.
That
Holy cow.
is the number one reason why I sought help, and the main reason why I became a hypnotherapist to help women that have gone through what I've gone through. I don't want them to experience any more.
I get it. I totally get it. I mean, that's how we started this conversation is that's what I did. I got help. I just thought about having children and said, I need help. Right? So, yeah. So
Oh,
that's
yeah.
those moments, those life situations that when you when that comes up for you, anyone who's listening here, if that comes up for you, then and maybe it's listening to this conversation as your like call to get help, like it's time. So
Yeah. Because
I oh, go ahead. Were you
I
gonna?
was going to say, because there's a lot of fear and anxiety that goes along with it.
Oh, yeah.
And new mothers are prone to having postpartum depression. So
Yeah.
it's important to take care of yourself so that you can take care of your family.
Right. So if somebody wanted to take care of themselves by working with you, maybe getting some hypnotherapy sessions with you, how would they get a hold of you?
Well, several ways. I have a website called Innerstate, and that's INNER, inner, like your inner mind, innerstatehypnotherapy.com. And my email is innerstatehypnotherapy@gmail.com.
Great.
And I'm can also connect on Facebook or Instagram.
Great. And that would be at Interstate Therapy, hypnotherapy as well.
Yeah, for the Facebook community, it would be Interstate Hypnotherapy. And on Instagram, I changed it to Interstate and then underscore hypnotherapy, just to confuse everybody, not that the name alone.
Okay, great. Wonderful, wonderful. All right. Well, Tracy, thank you so much for joining us today and sharing your incredible insights. This conversation has been such a gift, and your wisdom and your compassion offer so much hope for mothers navigating the complexities of parenting while healing from their own childhood trauma. It's clear that healing isn't just about breaking free from the past. It's about creating a legacy of love and safety for the next generation. So, to all of you listening, I want to just take a moment to acknowledge the strength it takes to show up, not just as a mother, but as someone who is working to heal while nurturing and protecting your children. If you've been feeling the weight of your own trauma and how it impacts your family, know that you're not alone. There's no roadmap for this journey, but conversations like today's remind us that healing is possible, not just for you, but for the relationships that you treasure most. And I want to invite you to reflect on one thing from today's conversation that resonated with you. Maybe it's Tracy's perspective on breaking generational patterns, or perhaps it's a reminder that self-care and self-compassion are acts of love, not only for you, but for your children. I want to thank you for being here and for the courage it takes to listen, learn, and heal. And Tracy, thank you again for bringing so much heart to this conversation. Thank you so much. And to
You're
our
so
listeners,
welcome.
until next time, take care of yourselves and keep moving toward the love and connection that you deserve.
Would I be able to offer your viewers, your listeners, a free gift?
Absolutely.
I would love to provide them with my free parenting guide to its
Fabulous.
10 subconscious actions that are hurting your child. And it
Wonderful.
just helps to bring awareness to how our actions might be hurting our children. For those that
How can they get that guy?
bring awareness there, we can go ahead and put it in the show notes for them.
Wonderful. Send that over and I'll get it in there for you. All
All right, perfect.
right. Thank you, Tracy. And until next time, everyone, take care of yourselves, take care of your family, take care of your heart, and keep moving toward the love and connection that you deserve. Bye-bye for now. Thank you for joining me on this episode of From Trauma to True Love. I honor your courage for being here, taking steps towards the love and connection that you truly desire. I've been there too, stuck in painful patterns, longing for love but unsure how to create it in a way that felt safe, real, and lasting. You don't have to figure it all out on your own. If you're ready to explore what's been holding you back and discover what's truly possible for your relationships, I would love to support you. Visit Leila Reyes, LeilaReyes, Leila Reyes, and schedule a call today. We'll take the first step together toward the deep, meaningful love that you were born to have. I can't wait to connect with you. Until next time, take good care of yourself and know that real, lasting love is within your reach.